This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now time for another episodic adventure. Sometimes I lead with that. It is an episodic adventure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here to host Dr. Ken. Lots of ideas. Ken's from Lake Cardiology, fabulous place to go to get your whole system checked out, if you will, even though he's a preventative cardiologist known all around the country, won many awards, been a facilitator in lots of group meetings. He has this wonderful one-on-one way of dealing with issues of the heart. I suppose that sounds like maybe he's an advisor if you're a romantic, you got romantic problems. I don't know that you go to Ken for that, but you can go to him for things that really do have to do with your heart, your circulatory system. But I find him to be so knowledgeable about all the things going on in your body that he's a great consultant. So should you want to spend some time with Ken, help yourself, office number 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400. And I remind you again of the telephone number that is yours for the using. Later on in the hour, we'll have questions for Dr. Ken. Some of those questions come from listeners just like you. So if you have a question, we'll either use the audio or we'll use the question itself. But you got to call first to give us what it is that's on your mind, question-wise, and then we'll go from there. 855-999-3684. And if what?
And if I might just add on your comment that we'll guard your heart in any way you like.
Yes, that's it. Guard your heart. All right, so let's get to some of the things that come from the journals of medicine this week. Ken follows those as a researcher, helps him in his own practice, helps us to understand what's going on in our bodies, the people listening to this program every week. On the Good Day program this week, we talked about a fellow who had donated his sperm 20 years ago, made $40,000 to help pay his college expenses. Nothing illegal, nothing wrong with it. He's being approached now. There's a Facebook page in his honor, and he's being approached by a lot of women who have had his children. He thinks, and so does the sperm bank that he donated to, that he may have fathered as many as 400 children. And so when I see that, and I see this report on semen and a particular aspect of one semen that has a role in fertility, I guess he knew, they tested that. When you are a sperm donor, don't they test your sperm to see if it's got any if it's got any juice to it? I mean, they're not going to just take anybody's sperm, right?
Well, they are testing for concentration and mobility, and you need quite a number per unit volume to make it work, and it needs to be motile. It needs to move. It has a bit of a distance to swim up, if you will, to make it to that egg to fertilize. So, yes, you need a lot, and you need them to be moving. And the news this week is that you need the bacteria around them to be the good ones. This comes out of the medical journal Scientific Reports, Doug. It's kind of interesting and amazing what those urologists are now up to. Microbiomes. You've heard that word.
Yeah.
You've heard it when we refer it to the friendly bacteria in the gut or in the skin. But a man's semen also appears to have a microbiome of its own, and this new research suggests it could play a role in fertility. Some bacteria produce lactic acid, which raises inflammation and can impair sperm movement. Other bacteria seem present when sperm concentrations are actually low. So it's clear that much more research is needed to unravel the complex relationship, Doug, between the semen microbiome and fertility. But I have a feeling in the next few years we're going to learn a lot more about this, and we're going to discover how it affects fertility.
All right. Well, certainly an important part of life. No question about that. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. I have lower back pain. This week I went to see our friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, who also does a Good Day Health Hour at gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm having a lot of lower back pain, and what it's connected to, some of it's muscular, some of it's discs, some of it's the upper cervical spine, all that sort of thing. But there's a story that I was attracted to that I think you've researched as well. When people have lower back pain as they get older, I've had back issues since I was a kid on the farm. I used to lift with my back instead of my legs. So by the time I was 18, the lower discs, the L4, L5, and the C1, I think, were pretty much shot. And as a result of that, I had some really, really demonstrative incidents where I couldn't move for hours. That are related to this, to the back problems. So it's not just pain, it's what's going on around the pain. And apparently as you get older, maybe is more of a problem. Is that true?
Well, it's a problem at all ages. It's just how quickly it goes away to determine whether it's going to be a problem later in life. But you're among the 570 million people, Doug, worldwide who are affected by low back pain. An amazing $134 billion with a B dollars was spent in America alone in the last 10-year period that was measured, 1996 to 2016, and the costs are just increasing. This is a review of 95 studies, and it reveals that in most cases, low back pain disappears within about 6 weeks. Unfortunately, yours did not, but when it doesn't, as yours did not, low back pain is likely to bother you for the long haul, as you have learned. So fortunately, most of it goes away in the first 6 months. I'd say the first 2 months. But when it goes beyond 2 months, it's going to be there for a long time.
Yeah. Yes, as I can attest. All right, when we continue here on Good Day Health, how are your driving habits? If you are paying attention to your driving, and there seems to be something that's a little out of whack, Ken's going to explain what that may be connected to as we continue examining what's going on in the world of conventional medicine, conventional health. Dr. Ken Kronos is here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to lose weight the healthy way and to keep it off. We're all about health, your well-being. Wouldn't you like to lose weight and keep it off? Yeah, you can go on your programs. A lot of people, end of January is upon us, and people have spent a month trying to lose weight or do whatever other resolutions they have. But the most common resolution is to lose weight. So how about we add a phrase to that? Losing weight and keeping it off. That's the hook, and that's what Calitrin is all about. Scientifically proven to get to the gut issue, if you'll pardon the pun, and that is losing that weight, cutting down the fat, and then making you and your body much healthier. Improved digestion, too, comes with a cleaner, clearer path into your stomach and into your digestion. You got a lot of extra weight around your midriff. Anybody that's an expert in keeping you alive will tell you that if you have a lot of weight around your gut, you're in big trouble. So change your life, change your routine, and to get the energy back that you want by losing weight and keeping it off. Stop being crazy about this and take action. Go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Check it out. Calitrin is available at the website toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug. No shipping costs. And that deal, as I said, $10 off every bottle. That's at toploss.com. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. We've got, this is one of my favorite sales because because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back here with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I promised that we would talk about sleep disorders as they are affected by present tense. I was talking on the Good Day program this weekend about a lady who lost control of her car and crashed into somebody on a, you know, one of those single lane highways. She was falling asleep. So it's sometimes it's just that you don't get enough sleep, and sometimes it's something else, right, that affects your driving.
Exactly. Sometimes it's poor sleep quality. You may think you're getting enough hours sleeping, but the quality is not good, so you're still very tired. This very interesting study comes out of ERJ Open Research this week that people with sleep apnea, Doug, are more likely to use strategies to stay alert while driving. Yes, there appears to be driving habits that could be a sign you're getting poor sleep because you suffer from sleep apnea. So I'm going to need the big announcer because there are 7 coping strategies I'd like to mention, often cited by sleep apnea patients while behind the wheel, and they include...
Number 7.
Opening the window.
Number 6.
Drinking tea or coffee.
Number 5.
Turning up the radio.
Number 4.
Singing or talking to themselves.
Number 3.
Chewing gum or eating.
Number 2.
Stopping for a walk, a nap, or to splash their face with cold water.
Number 1.
Fidgeting or exercising while actually driving. If you do any of these, and usually people with sleep apnea do a couple to three of these, but if you do any of these while you're driving, please get checked for sleep apnea because Doug and I can't afford to lose a single listener.
Right. I think as I listen to you go through that, I can put myself in any number of those positions, I think. It's just, there's a certain amount of common sense. I know sometimes, because I drive long distances this time of year, like next week I have to go out to Ohio. I'll drive out to pick up some farm equipment, and I'll pull over to the side of the road and take a nap for a half hour or so, and then feel greatly invigorated, and, you know, move on for another 4 or 5 hours. But you got to have the common sense to do that. I'm not a tea drinker or a coffee drinker, but sometimes those little energy drinks, I'll take a shot of those things as well. But the bottom line is, be careful and don't let the lack of sleep kill you literally. All right, coming up next, a lot of cancer news, a lot of cancer information. That's up next in our focus here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Moving back into the fold here, Dr. Ken is here with me, as he is every week at this time, on Good Day Health. There are a lot of cancer stories floating around this week, as is appropriate, because the number two killer in our country and around the world after heart disease. So the first focus is on how to cut breast cancer. Well, at least people dying from it. Is this new? This seems to me to have been something that's been floating around for a long time. It also seems like common sense, Ken. I'll let you explain.
Well, it's a report in this month's Journal of the American Medical Association. It's just a tally of what's going on in breast cancer. And we learned that breast cancer deaths declined by a dramatic 58%, Doug, between 1975 and 2019. Three-quarters of the decline in breast cancer deaths is due to better treatment of early stage and advanced cancers, with the remaining 25% due to better breast cancer screening.
Then, MRIs versus mammograms, do you think that that's the preference if you can get it?
I think it depends on the patient, and this is not a one-size-fits-all kind of question. This is a question you need to ask your doctor about, and that's the best way to handle that one.
All right. Well, at any rate, it seems clear and makes sense that if you have better screening, you're going to cut down the number of people who die from breast cancer. And overall, I saw a report this weekend that cancer deaths are declining overall. But the problem for the stats is in colon cancer. We were talking about breast cancer. That doesn't seem to be abating. But colon cancer, I was with somebody this week in California who'd had a third of their colon removed because of cancer, and the doctor said they gut it all. But his colon cancer, it seems to be much more on the rise. And this overview that I'm looking at, increase in colon cancer, like 33% since the 1990s. So,
well, where we're really seeing, Doug, an increase in colon cancer is in younger people. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a combination of both screening and also the obesity epidemic.
So what do? You lose weight, like we were just talking about a few
Absolutely.
Minutes ago. That's
Absolutely.
The simplest way. Your diet, what things in a diet, any surprises that cause or might add to, first of all, you need to have your colon, what is the rectal exam, every 10 years or 5 years after you get to be 50, you're supposed to have a colonoscopy, right? Yeah?
Colonoscopy. And a lot of it depends on your family history. And, and if you have a big family history, you may even want to talk to the doctor about maybe starting earlier. But and how often to do it depends on what's found. Again, individual answers. But just eating, we talk about healthy diets all the time, Mediterranean diet, plant-based diet. These things help everything, especially a lot of fiber seems to help keep the GI tract nice and healthy.
Mm-hmm. So in this circumstance, I guess I'm thinking about Chadwick Boseman. Remember the actor who died last year? I think he was in his early 40s. He had colon cancer, and that seems to have brought a lot of people around. Is it more of a problem with women or men, or is it pretty much an equal opportunity offender?
It's definitely equal opportunity. It has a lot to do with genetics and somewhat to do with diet.
Mm-hmm. I noticed an interesting story about a guy who learned that his cancer was in remission, and then he married a couple who both had leukemia. I thought that was, I was thinking, well, what are the chances of something like that happening? Leukemia is the sort of on the downside, isn't it? Leukemia is not the big problem it used to be.
Well, it's more that we can treat it. These are blood cancers, and they're still around, but we're just a lot better at treating them so people survive them a lot more than decades ago.
All right, survival is in the focus here as we continue another half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken coming right up. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A big payday for writer E. Jean Carroll, a jury in Manhattan believing her claims filed against Donald Trump, and now he's been ordered to pay. John Schaefer with details.
Former President Donald Trump must pay her more than $83 million. Last year, the jury found Trump accountable for allegations of sexually abusing Carroll in a department store dressing room during the 1990s. That was followed by defamatory statements against her.
Now, in response to the jury's verdict, former President Trump taking to Truth Social and writing, absolutely ridiculous, exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. And then in capital letters he writes, this is not America, exclamation point. Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, the second half hour of the Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken every week. We discuss the important things that come from the journals of medicine. You can review our Good Day Health shows, go back years and years and years. You can find them archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. You can also find our downloads, summaries of the program, highlights of the program. For example, last week we focused on the benefits of telemedicine. We also talked about it being National Blood Donor Month because many of the hospitals around are very low in blood. I'm going to give blood myself today. Talking about medical marijuana and what happens to your heart. So I'm going to pick up on that story with another indication, another focus on cannabis, Ken. This past week, the federal government waved the white flag in the war on drugs as it regards to cannabis anyway. The president issued presidential pardons to any American who has been convicted of a cannabis, well, at least cannabis possession. So that's all been dismissed. The Department of Health and Human Services has compiled a case for reclassifying cannabis as a Schedule 3 drug like testosterone and Tylenol instead of it being a Schedule 1 drug. This is a national. We have 38 states have legalized cannabis for medical use. 24 states have legalized cannabis for recreational use. I don't use it. I don't like the smell of it. I don't necessarily adhere. A lot of people I know who are very sick and in a lot of pain use cannabis to sort of stop the pain. I thought it was interesting that they categorized it as like Tylenol or testosterone, two varying things. But, you know, there's a withdrawal thing once you get hooked to cannabis. I know a lot of people who smoke pot that are just addicted to it. But anyway, big business, maybe that's what influenced the government to change the environment, the circumstances. But the presidential pardon is the story. Biden says the war on drugs has failed, and it has. There's no question about that. We've pissed, we've wasted a lot of money trying to get a handle on it. People are going to use it, and that's the way it is. We can keep telling them about how important it is to be careful with these things, but more and more people are selling cannabis and using it. 70% of Americans believe cannabis should be legalized and used as people want to use it. So, at any rate, you always have a comment, and most of the stuff that we, again, going back to the story from last week about medical marijuana, there certainly are things that you can take that would be better, and so somebody would say, okay, well, name them. And, is Tylenol one of them for lessening pain? How do you view this whole thing, Ken?
Well, are we talking about recreational or medical marijuana?
I think we're talking about both, because a lot of people don't understand the difference. There's nothing different in the quality. The cannabis is the cannabis. I mean, there's different types. There's different, you know, expensive cannabis is grown better and yada, yada. But I don't think that there's a prescription for cannabis that says you will use X, Y, or Z kind of cannabis. Is there?
Well, I think the, you know, just like tobacco for recreational use is legal, and and alcohol is legal for recreational use, that doesn't mean that they are, you're doing it for your health. Mm-hmm. And that's the distinction, you know, as a physician, and I'm your guardian of your health. That's where I make the distinction, is that many, many people think that these drugs, alcohol, tobacco, cannabis, being legal makes them healthy. And and absolutely not. Not any one of those three. If you're using them, you're using them for your health. And people have to accept that and realize it. And you know, we make those decisions for on our own. And as your medical fiduciary, I need to point that out to you. And so with cannabis and marijuana, there are two different general uses where people use it for medicinal reasons, or they use it for purely recreational reasons. And for some people, you know, with every drug, there's some good and some poison in every single drug that doctors prescribe. And in cannabis, yes, there's going to be, if you're using it medically, there's going to be some benefit, but there's going to be some harm. And that's the seesaw that you need to talk to an experienced doctor. You know, what's my risk of doing this versus my risk of not doing this? And for many cancer patients especially, there are no happy days without using medical marijuana. So in that context, you know, of course we're going to use it, because if life is so miserable and it's shortened, you know, then it becomes a whole different environment than your 16-year-old daughter, who is as healthy as can be, and brain still developing even at that age, is on the weekends getting high and getting addicted to marijuana and thinking about nothing more than where am I going to get my next dose of marijuana. That's a whole different issue.
Yep, it is. Well put. All right, continuing on with a new groundbreaking wearable device. I thought about you and me and the device that I wear. I don't wear it every day, but you tune into the things that are going on in my body using this great watch. So there's a bioengineer in Washington at George Mason University who's developed a new wearable ultrasound system that can immediately detect if there's a problem in your back or your shoulder. And this is a muscular reader, a skeletal reader. And apparently uses ultrasonic monitoring through a skin patch that provides real-time information on muscles, the tissue that is being affected by a strenuous workout. A lot of people have these injuries every year, and that's because they lift weights. They're not being guided properly. They're trying to lift too much weight. There are all kinds of things. I mean, I'm on the farm. I'm always tweaking my back, and as you pointed out a little earlier, the older we get, the slower the rehab. So I guess this, I don't know if you've heard of this device or not.
Yeah,
I thought
this is another use of medical AI. This is AI at work.
Mm-hmm. So as these things. You think there's going to be a lot of this stuff, this type of thing, now that we bring this to the surface?
You know? Absolutely. You'll be seeing more and more of things like this happen, and this is just the use of AI in medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, question about age spots has come. What are age spots? Why do people, if they're over the age of 50, is it just because of being tanned? I think sometimes they call them liver spots, don't they? Is there a difference between a liver spot and a sun spot? As it happens, I mean, I know it's UV light, ultraviolet light, that affects them. Do you get rid of them? Can you put cream on them? What do you, a lot of people who listen to our program are in this age category and want to know what to do about their age spots.
They are common, very common in adults older than 50, but people younger will get them age spots. So what are they? They're usually small, flat, dark areas on the skin, Doug. They vary in size and usually appear on areas exposed to the sun. That's the key, such as the face, hands, shoulders, and arms. Age spots are also called sunspots, liver spots, all the same thing. And I guess the way to avoid this is to watch your sun exposure and to be careful, all the things we talk about. And the key is, when do you see a doctor about this? Because they don't require medical care. You know, have your doctor look at these when they become black or they change in appearance, because this can be a sign of melanoma, which is a very serious form of skin cancer. And so, again, black, increasing in size, has irregular border, has unusual combination of colors, bleeding. Those are the reasons to show this to your doctor. Otherwise, these are harmless.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back in this segment with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Weekend Good Day Health Program. I guess I had this on my mind because I'm going to Florida this weekend, and it'll probably be sunnier and warmer there than it is where I am in New England, down where you are in Florida. There are a lot of people who are, when they come to your office, I know that a lot of people consult with you, certainly because you are the cardiologist of note. But there are people who ask you any number of questions, and because they're in Florida, certainly you will see some of these things when people visit with you. So if you have a question that might not necessarily just be up the cardiological road, you can try Ken. He does telemedicine, the Zoom calls, as well as in the office. I think it's always better if you can get to the office to do that. 352-735-1400 for Ken in his office, 352-735-1400. So we were just beginning to explore whether or not that sunspot we were talking about could be cancer. And with that, I noticed that there's a new sort of a super cream that heals the skin from sun exposure. Apparently, even chemical burns are affected with this super, it's called super melanin. Is that what it's developed at Northwestern University? But it heals sun damage and chemical burns. I wonder what the, trying to find here, what the composition is because of, you know, it healing, these are environmental toxins. It, supposedly sort of mimics your own skin when you apply it topically. Does that make sense, Ken?
Northwestern put out a news release: when applied in a cream, the synthetic melanin can protect skin from sun exposure and heal skin injured by sun damage or chemical burns. So this is, I don't know if it's been FDA approved yet, where it is in the manufacturing process, but it sounds like it's something that they're bringing to market, but it's not yet available. But we need to wait and hear more about it.
There are always, this part of what we cover here, always things being developed that may not be available right this minute, but they're in the pipeline. And so it's good to, you know, have a, in the back of my mind, I heard something Dr. Ken say about this, that, or the other thing, and then you can reference it. Because there is a lot of information on the web, WebMD, those places, which will give you sort of an update on some of the things that Ken updates as well. All right, so there's, I just want to acknowledge something that's happened, World Thrombosis Day. This is something that's connected to heart attacks, isn't it? Can I pronounce this? Thromboembolisms? Is that
right?
Something that you treat all the time?
Well, we treat it like cardiology, circulation, head to toe issues, Doug, especially prevention and especially trying to do it non-invasively. But thromboembolism, that's a clot. The classic is a clot in the veins of the legs. It travels back as a thromboembolic phenomenon and ends up in the lungs as a blood clot, a pulmonary embolism. Mm-hmm. So, that's basically thrombus. This is clotting material in the blood.
All right. Something to be aware of, another aspect to your health and well-being that's on Ken's mind. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. Stand by for questions for Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day Health.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, good day, health time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we investigate a number of things. These are questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken, if you're new to the program, Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist. He specializes in preventative heart care, has a fabulous, I love going to Florida where his clinic is. Lake Cardiology is down in Mildura, Florida. You can visit with him there if you choose to. Go down. This time of year is a great time to go down there, make an appointment. You ought to call 352-735. But did I start this sentence with y'all? I think it did not. Y'all call 352-735-1400, y'all, and go visit with Ken. Get your circulatory system checked out. He's so good at understanding what's going on all over your body. You can get that checked out as well. But you can't get it checked out if you don't call him. 352-735-1400. And by the way, questions for Dr. Ken. Some of the questions that we use come from you when you dial us up. You can leave questions at 855-999-3684. All right, anytime, day or night, any day of the week, 855. Go slower, Doug. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. A lot of the questions this week come sort of on the heels of all this COVID news. Is it true that because of COVID there is a surge in flu? Maybe the better question here, Ken, is how is the surge in flu? I've had it. We've all been talking about this. How does it connect to COVID-19 infections? And how does that, as a cardiologist, how to either the flu or COVID infections affect your heart?
Well, these respiratory infections, Doug, this time of year, flu, COVID-19, RSV, they can trigger heart complications from the fever, the dehydration that the fever can cause, and also from this excess inflammation. So people who have heart disease or people who have risk factors for heart disease have to be a little extra cautious from getting these. And if you do get them, take good care of them.
Yeah. The state of California, the state of Oregon have announced this week that they are dropping all of their CDC rules? Are they behind the times? Haven't most of the other states already dropped the CDC rules? And I guess when we talk about CDC rules, what are we talking about? The California state government says that there's a reduced impact from COVID. That's a kind of a duh. What do you make of that?
Well, I think you have to take this on each location. You have to know what's going on in your hospital, in your county, because this really does vary. The incidence of these various respiratory infections vary from county to county, and these recommendations are based on how active these infections are in your locality.
Mm-hmm. There's a question here about the cost of drugs. Apparently, there is, I think I saw this out of the corner of my eye when I was looking at something over the weekend about big pharma. Why are drugs, I guess that the question to you and to all of us is trying to understand why drugs are so much more expensive here in our country than they are pretty much anywhere else in the world. Is that just because they can charge more, or what do you believe is the cost? I know a lot of your patients are frustrated. Certainly they ought to be with the price of drugs, right?
Boy, why don't you ask me the easy questions?
That's for tomorrow.
Part of the cost may be where they're being made, and unfortunately too many of our drugs have been moved offshore, Doug. I know how you feel about that, and part of that may be adding to the cost. Also, in different countries, there's cost controls, what you can charge. And I think a lot of that has to deal with why there's varying charges for these various products. And also the quality of production. In some countries, they vary. And just because it's called a certain ingredient, there's a lot more to medications than just the active ingredient. So how it's put together may vary in the production factories from places to place.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can vision problems indicate Alzheimer's? Question.
Doug, this comes out of some recent research that imagine that a sign more predictive than memory loss that you're bound to get dementia. Strange visual disturbances occur early in about 10% of Alzheimer's cases. And when this happens, it almost always signals impending arrival of the disease. The condition is called posterior cortical atrophy, and it involves changes in vision, and it will bring on Alzheimer's.
All right. Word to the wise from Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken here at 59 After on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.